Welcome to Geography 101, the podcast where landscapes tell stories and places reveal the forces that shape civilization. I'm your host, Daniel Lucas, and today we journey into one of the most influential and geographically diverse nations on Earth, China. This episode explores how mountains, rivers, deserts, and coastlines forge a civilization that has endured for thousands of years. From ancient trade routes to modern megacities, China's geography is inseparable from its identity. Let's begin our exploration. China is located in East Asia and is the fourth largest country in the world by land area. Its vast territory stretches from Pacific coastline into the east to towering mountain ranges in the west. This immense size gives China extraordinary geographic diversity. Few countries contain deserts, rainforests, glaciers, and fertile plains within one border. Geography has always played a decisive role in China's survival and expansion. China shares borders with 14 centuries more than any other nation on Earth. These borders connect into Central Asia, South Asia, Southeast Asia, and Northern Asia. Such as positioning historically made China both crossroads and fortress. Geography allowed cultural exchange while also enabling periods of isolation. These balance shape China's worldview and political philosophy. The eastern regions of China is dominated by fertile plains and river systems. This land supported early agricultural and dense populations. The Yellow River and Yangtze River become cradles of Chinese civilizations. Floods from these rivers were destructive yet life-giving. Managing water became an early driver of governance and engineering. The Yellow River, often called the Mother River of China, flows through northern China. Its seat rich waters created fertile farmland, but because of unpredictable flooding, ancient dynasties rose fell based on their ability to control it. The river influenced early Chinese myth and political legitimacy. Geography has demanded organizational and collective effort. The Yangtze River is Asia's longest river and central to southern China. It supports agriculture, transportation, and industry. Rice cultivation thrives along its banks due to abundant water. Today, it remains a vital economic artery. Geography continues to shape modern development just as it did ancient life. Southern China features a warmer weather climate compared to the north. This climate supports rice farming, decultivation, and dense vegetation. Mountains and rivers fragment the landscape into smaller regions. These natural divisions encourage regional dialects and cuisines. Geography directly influences cultural diversity within the country. Northern China is cooler and drier than the north. Wheat and millet become staple crops rather than rice. The open plains made the regions vulnerable to invasion. This vulnerability led to defense strategies like city walls and military garrisons. Geography shaped both diet and defense. The Gobi Desert dominates much of the northern China and Mongolia. It acted as a natural barrier against large-scale settlement. Nomadic cultures developed along its edges. Trade routes passed through its harsh terrain. Geography limited agriculture but enabled commerce. Western China is defined by extreme Extreme landscapes, massive mountains, ranges, and high plateaus dominate the region. This area is sparsely populated due to harsh conditions. Geography isolated communities for centuries. It also preserve unique cultures and traditions. The Tibetan Plateau is often called the roof of the world. It is the highest and largest plateau on Earth. The plateau influences climate patterns across Asia. Major rivers originate from this region. Geography here impacts billions of lives beyond China's borders. The Himalayas form the natural boundary along China's southwest. These mountains include some of the highest peaks on Earth. They historically limited direct contact with South Asia. Geography created both protection and isolation. Cultural exchange occurred slowly and selectively. China's coastline stretches over 14,000 kilometers. This coastline enabled fishing, trade, and maritime exploration. Coastal cities grew into a major economic centers. Geography connected China to a global trade networks. Ports become gateways to the world. The South China Sea is strategically vital to China. It supports shipping routes, fishing grounds, and energy resources. Geography here has a modern political implications. Controlled waterways affect economic security. Geography continues the shape of global relations. China's climate varies dramatically across regions. Monsoons bring seasonal rains to the south and the east. West remains arid and cold. These patterns affect agriculture and settlement. Geography demands regional adaptation. Natural disasters are recurring geographic challenges. Earthquakes occur along tectonic fault lines. Floods and droughts have shaped historical narratives. Disaster reprints or response influence government legitimacy. Geography forces resilience and innovation. China's forests concentrated to the south and northeast. These forests provide timber and biodiversity. Deforestation historically accompanied population growth. Geography required balance between use and preservation. Modern conservation reflects this long struggle. Grassland dominate parts of the northern and western China. These regions supported pastoral lifestyles. Nomadic cultures thrive where farming was difficult. Geography shapes mobility and social organization. Conflict often arose between settled and nomadic peoples. China's mineral resources are geographically dispersed. Coal deposits fueled industrial growth. Rare earth minerals gave China strategic advantage. Geography influenced global supply chains. Natural resources remain a cornerstone of national power. Great Wall follows natural geographic contours. It winds along mountains and deserts. Geography dictated its route and purpose. The wall was not a single structure but a system. It represents adaptation to terrain. Urbanization in China followed geographic logic. Cities emerged near rivers and coastlines. Transportation corridors shape economic zones. Geography continues to guide infrastructure planning. Modern megacities still depend on natural advantage. China territories, province or interior province, develop differently from coastal regions. Distance from trade routes showed economic growth. Geography reinforced regional inequality. Infrastructure reduced some barriers. Geography still influenced opportunity distributions. The Silk Road crossed China's western regions. Geography made trade difficult but profitable. Oasis become vital stopping points. Cultural exchange flourished despite harsh terrain. Geography enabled connection through adversity. Mountain passes serve a gateway between regions. Control of these passes meant political power. Geography influenced military strategy. Natural checkpoints shape history. Terrain often determine victory or defeat. China's rivers serve as the highways before modern worlds, or modern as well as the roads. Boats transported goods and people efficiently. Geography favored water-based logistics. This shaped early economic integration. Rivers unified distant regions. Agriculture terraces reflect geographic adaptation. Farmers carved steps into a mountainsides. This prevented erosion and maximized land use. Geography demanded innovations. This landscape remains iconic today. China's biodiversity varies by region. Tropical species thrive in the south. Cold adapted species live in the north. Geography determines ecosystems, conservation or conservation must account regional differences. Population density mirrors geographic sustainability. Eastern plains are densely populated. Western regions remain sparsely inhabited. Geography limits habitations. This imbalance shapes national policy. Water scarcity affects northern China. Rivers are fewer and rainfall is lower. Geography created competition for resources. Massive engineering projects emerge. Geography drove technological ambitions. The Three Gorges Dam exemplifies geographic engineering built on the Yangtze River. It controls flooding. It generates massive electricity. Geography required interventions at scale. The project reshaped landscape and communities. China's islands adds geographic complexity. Taiwan lies to the southeastern coast. Numerous smaller islands dot surrounding seas. Geography influences strategic thinking. Islands intend influence beyond the mainland. China's borders often follow natural barriers. Mountains, rivers, and deserts define limits. Geography reduces borders disputes in some areas. In others, ambiguity created tensions. Natural boundaries remain politically significant. Climate change affects China's unevenly. Coastal regions face rising seas despite expanding to the north. Geography determines vulnerability. Adaptation strategies vary by region. China's transportation networks reflect terrain. High-speed rail avoids mountain when possible. Tunnels and bridges overcome obstacles. Geography challenges engineers daily. Infrastructure adapts to landscapes. Ethnic diversity often aligned with geography. Isolated regions preserve distinct identities. Mountains and deserts limited assimilation. Geography projected cultural uniqueness. Diversity remains geographically rooted. Food culture reflects regional geography. Northern dishes favor wheat and noodles. Southern cuisine emphasizes rice and seafood. Geography shapes taste and technique. Culinary diversity mirrors the land. China's rivers influences political boundaries. Province often align with watersheds. Geography simplifies administration. Natural divisions reduce conflict. Rivers organize governance. Urban air quality varies by geography, basin strap, population or pollution, coastal winds disperse it. Geography influences environmental outcomes, solutions must be location specific. Tourism thrives on geography diversity. Mountains, deserts, and ancient cities attract attract visitors. Geography supports multiple industries, landscapes, all historical histories, and stories. Tourism depends on preservation. China's agricultural heartland lies in the river valleys. Fertile soil supports large populations. Geography sustains empire building. Food security remains as a priority. Rivers still feed the nation. China's seismic zone poses ongoing risks. Earthquakes occur along fault lines. Geography demands preparedness. Engineering standards reflect this reality. Nature shapes construction. Climate zone ranges from tropical to subarctic. Few countries experience such variations. Geography requires adaptive lifestyles. Housing and clothing vary regionally. Climate diversity shapes daily life. China's deserts are expanding due to climate pressures. Sandstorms affect major cities. Geography interacts with environmental policy. Rainforest or reforestation attempts to stabilize land. Geography demands long-term planning. Water division or diversion projects reshape geography. Rivers are redirected to supply cities. The alters ecosystems. Geography is actively engineered. Human intervention leave lasting impact. China's historical capitals follow geographic logic. Access to water and defense mattered. Capital showed with political shift. Geography influenced legitimacy. Power followed the land. Modern China balanced growth with geography. Urban sprawl meets natural limits. Sustainable planning is essential. Geography cannot be ignored. The land demands respect. China's geography influences philosophical thought. Harmony with nature becomes central. Confucian and Taoist ideas reflect balance. Geography shapes worldview, land, and belief intertwined. Border regions remain culturally distinct. Geography slowed integration. Local tradition persists. Distant preserve identity. Geography protects heritage. China's future depends on geographic management. Water, land, and climate require coordination. Policy must respect natural limits. Geography shapes destiny. Sustainable choices matter. China's scale challenges governance. Diverse regions need tailored solutions. Geography complicates uniform policy. Regional planning is essential. Unity depends on adaptation. China's geography tells a story of endurance. Land shaped people, power, and progress. Mountains defended, rivers nourished, deserts tested. Geography forged resilience. The land remains the silent architect of civilization. China's geography is not just a backdrop, it's a driving force behind one of the world's oldest and the most complex civilizations. From rivers that birth dynasties and mountains that shape borders, the land has always dictated the rhythm of life. Understand China means understanding its terrain, climate, and scale. Thank you for listening to Geography 101, part of the Universal Podcast Network. Until next time, keep exploring because every place has a story written in the land itself. Modicam people, see you soon.